Because, here's a really short answer, because the mitigation trust says. I would say the logic behind it, however, more than likely is most municipalities, not all, but most that have vehicles that are pre-92, they're not driving them enough to really justify the investment on a new vehicle. That's probably the rationale that went into it. I know that's kind of how DERA looks at it. But in short, because the mitigation trust said this is the starting year and this is the ending year, and we're stuck. There is no way of changing it, and I think the only way we could potentially go around it would be within the DERA option. And honestly, I believe the DERA option is probably more prescriptive than Volkswagen. Not the answer you wanted, but probably the answer that we'll have to live with.
This might be related to his question. Some farm equipment puts out a lot of NOx, and it could be older than that. Is there any place in all this for farm equipment?
Well, that gets into the rule of non-road, and non-road is not eligible under VW, but it would be eligible under DERA. So if that's something that's interesting to you, then that's where you're going to let us know. We really need you all to make sure that you're funding DERA, because I would like to address some non-road stuff such as farm equipment. What those years are within the DERA program, they change. Every year, sometimes they move the years back, sometimes they move them up. So that's an annual kind of a metric that we have to adjust to. Yes?
Sean, does IDEM expect to do only one round of solicitations for the entire $41 million, or will there be multiple?
No, our vision is that we're going to do at least three, right? Because we have three funding cycles, so we'll probably do three solicitations. That at least is the way that we're looking at it at this point. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that's probably the way it will play out. We've talked internally about the amount of time that it really takes to go through one of these solicitations, and those that have been engaged in the DieselWise world know that it really takes the better part of a year just to get through one cycle. So trying to actually do more than one solicitation, even in one year, could be really, really tough. And if you do that, then you kind of create a dynamic where maybe you're not really funding the best projects, you're just funding the fastest projects. Yes?
I got lots of questions.
That's fine.
I'll do one at a time. We had approximately $41 million based on our percentage. What does that work out to in terms of excess NOx emissions? And do you have an inventory of NOx eligible sources, their emissions from eligible sources?
Well, it gets outside the wheelhouse of the VW program in some ways. The second part does, as far as like inventories. Because are you talking about vehicle inventories, or are you talking
that
about
are
overall
eligible,
inventories?
The NOx inventory of eligible sources in Indiana.
Yeah, I don't know that information is real easily available. Is it something that could probably be found? Maybe.
So do you know the answer to the first part? How much excess NOx emissions were probably or caused by the VW?
As far as Indiana goes, no, we really don't have a good feel for that. This was, you know, that was part of the process that EPA and Volkswagen were working out on the front end, if you will. The mobile modeling that would be required to actually really figure that out would be pretty enhanced.
No order of magnitude?
Not from me, no. Yes?
So maybe to her question, Clean Cities was able to get the pulp data, and I think I shared that with your office, but it's the registered 2.0 and 3.0 liter vehicles that were used to determine that $41 million. But yeah, to determine the emissions, you
right.
have to know how long they were ran and so forth and so on.
Right.
So
that's the modeling component
yeah,
that gets
yeah,
pretty true.
Hard. But yeah, there's we know the quantity, I guess, of vehicles based on the pulp data that
right.
Enron's provided the Clean Cities program.
Yes.
Do vehicles need to be owned or operated in India?
They don't need to be eligible, no. You know, one of the things that may come into play in the evaluation criteria may very well be where the vehicles are owned and operated.
a three-year cycle that we're anticipating, do you see opportunity for someone in the first year to put in an application that would have a project that would take 3 years to complete if it was a Class A fleet running statewide that has a 10-vehicle-per-year replacement cycle? Do you see that being something they can apply for up front, or would they need to come back each year to apply?
It's not something we have specifically talked about yet. I think it's something that we can talk about, but I would say more than likely the vision becomes an annual process. And one of the reasons why that might be the preferred approach is, well, there are two reasons. One, when you do this on an annual basis, you always have something to compare that year's projects to. If you're just holding over a project and funding it for subsequent years, you don't really know. You might have had way better projects in year two, and now you're funding the second year of a lesser project potentially. So that would kind of be the rationale that we would probably work through to kind of determine whether that makes sense or not. Okay. Yes?
What about street sweepers that's mounted on dump truck castings? Would those be considered covered?
Well, you mean this, you're talking about the whole vehicle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay, we have three of them that need to replace. We operate about 600 to 800 hours a year on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. That would be something that we cover.
Yeah, that would be eligible.
Okay.
Are the locomotives, are they stuck in the same time frame as the trucks, or is it just?
You know, I don't know that the locomotives actually have a beginning and end. I'd have to dig into that one because I don't recall ever seeing any specific model year issues, because locomotives aren't so much about model years, they are tier level. So that's probably what would drive that more to be tier level than it would be model year. Okay.
This is non-local, but what about diesel fired generators?
Diesel fired generators. I would say, once again, this becomes eligible under DERA, not eligible under Volkswagen. The challenge you run into with generators, I mean, I think it's just, you know, being as transparent as we can when we talk about really looking at these projects, is generators, A, for the most part, don't run that much. That's really what it boils down. They don't run that much. And since they are, you know, stationary, they'll always fall typically under the non-road sector. And a lot of times the match requirements there just aren't appealing to. Yes?
Chuck, as far as the CNG goes, do you care, or is there a difference between where that CNG comes from, like Ferro's Dairy, mm-hmm, versus whole bed methane?
Oh, do we care where the fuel comes from?
No. Natural gas?
No, because I mean, if you think about it, the program is there to focus on the vehicles, not the fuel. But you actually bring up something I think is an interesting point just to kind of consider, is part of the evaluation criteria will likely include something that includes total emission reduction potential.